Rain 2012 on WTOP.
President Obama and Mitt Romney return to the campaign trail in full force today. They're presenting their closing arguments in the last 5 days of the race.
And joining us now, Ben White, chief economic correspondent for Politico. Ben, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So it's always been said this campaign comes down to jobs in the economy. Now that we're down to the wire, what are the latest economic reports showing?
They're all fairly mixed. We've got slow growth. The last GDP report showed us growing around 2%, and we get the jobs number tomorrow, which is likely to show another gain of between 100,000 and 200,000. No big change expected in the unemployment rate. So what we're seeing is most of the figures are moderately good, and then some of the consumer confidence numbers are actually quite a bit better. So I think consumers are feeling a little more confident. Business is still a little more cautious. They're worried about the fiscal cliff, the outcome of the election, that sort of thing. So there's a slight disconnect there, which I think helps us understand why President Obama might be doing better in the polls than you would think with an unemployment rate near 8% at a very slow-growing economy. People are starting to feel more optimistic. That tends to help the incumbent. But the economy is certainly not moving at a gangbuster pace right now.
When you look at the polls, where is the president doing well in the swing states?
He's doing well in Ohio, which is the key one right now, and that is because the economy in Ohio is doing a little better than the national economy, helped a lot by the auto industry, which has been adding jobs and production, and that is throughout the supply chain a very big employer in Ohio, the creator of parts for cars and then the cars themselves. That's a benefit to him. The same thing in Virginia. The economy is doing much better in the Virginia areas than it is nationally. The unemployment rate's a lot lower. So that's why you can see some national polls that are very tight and even show a slight Romney advantage in some national polls. For the number of swing states where the economy is doing a little better, Obama's doing a little better, and that's why he's a slight favorite going into Tuesday's election.
What about Romney and massaging his message because of, in the light of these new economic numbers a few days out, can he do anything at this point?
He can't. I mean, what he can basically say is, and what he is saying, is that these numbers, while not disastrous, are not very good. And I have a series of plans that I think would make the economy grow faster. And that's why you'll see him continue to talk about tax relief and regulatory relief and help to small businesses. He's got to continue to send a message that, okay, this economy is not shrinking. It's not awful. People are getting jobs. We could be doing a whole lot better. And I think you'll see that tomorrow after the jobs number comes out, if it is what we expect it to be, a modestly good number. He doesn't want to talk that down. He doesn't want to tell people that they shouldn't believe the numbers, but he wants to say, okay, this is not bad, but I've got a plan to do a lot better. And whether that resonates or not is an open question. And I think it's a harder case for him to make with an economy that's growing and jobs being created than it would be if we were in a worse economic position. So his job the last couple of days of the campaign is a little bit harder than it might otherwise be.
All right, Ben White, chief economic correspondent for Politico. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks so much. Enjoyed it.
Thanks. For more news, check out Politico.com.